Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast. It is Monday, April 30th. I'm Anastasia Yaglova. Last week, Cato scholar Jim Harper testified before the House Committee on the Judiciary on proposals to improve the electronic employment verification system. Different versions of the verification system are ubiquitous in immigration reform bills, but Jim does not think that an improvement over the current system is possible. Instead, he suggests aligning immigration law with the economic interests of Americans by increasing legal immigration. I've got a few questions for Jim. Some version of the electronic employment verification system can be found in every immigration proposal that I've looked at. But what exactly is it?
Under current law, every employer has to fill out an I-9 form that basically collects identity information and social security number to verify that a person is in the United States legally, can work legally in the United States. Electronic employment verification is the idea that this process should be automated and use the internet to verify more carefully who a person is. By submitting this information to the government, you can determine whether a name and social security number pair are together in government databases. You can do logic checks to see whether that same pair has been used several times in succession, maybe perhaps in different states, and determine whether someone has submitted fraudulent documents. So the idea is to strengthen internal enforcement of immigration law. The logic of it, of course, is that the U.S. is an economic magnet. The reason why there is illegal immigration is because of the jobs that are available here, and that's what brings them here. So if you were to strengthen the enforcement, perhaps the magnet would go away and internal immigration would be reduced. I don't necessarily think that's a good idea, but we can come back to that.
First of all, would a system like this work?
Oh, it would work on the margin to reduce illegal working a little bit and illegal immigration a little bit. It would have other effects, though. I think work under the table, avoidance of the system would increase, so employers and workers would collude to avoid the system. It would increase identity fraud by making information about Americans, that is, those name and social security number pairs, make those more valuable. So getting that information would be more valuable and criminality would increase to break the system. There would be a number of other countermeasures that employers and workers would take if the situation was strengthened. So it's not necessarily a good idea to do it.
In your testimony, you mentioned that this would also prevent those who are eligible to work from working. I'm not sure I see how that would happen.
Well, people on the margins of society don't necessarily have the documentation that you need to do the existing I-9 process. And so it does, on the margin, prevent people who are eligible to work from working. Increasing the procedures, making them more difficult, would cause more people to fall out of the system. There are relatively high rates of what you could call false positives in the current system. That is, people who aren't cleared to work. The basic pilot test system, which is the current test of electronic eligibility verification, has relatively high numbers of false positives. That requires people to touch base with the Social Security Administration or the Department of Homeland Security and straighten out their records and so on and so forth. Expand this out to the 7 million employers across the country and the 50 million workers each year that change a job, and you will have millions and millions of people per year having to go straighten out these records. Do you think they're going to have a good experience when they go into a DMV-like federal office and try and straighten out these records? No. They will move out of the system, work offline, work under the table, or do other things, and the system will cause lots of people just to avoid work entirely. So if we really want people working in this country, I don't think that federal background checks are an appropriate way to go.
So it might not work, but what are the specific costs to Americans?
There are a variety of different costs. Of course, this would cost a great deal in dollars, about $100 million per year for new employees at the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration, $100 million in startup costs for the databases, the infrastructure to support this entire system. But some of the more important costs are in terms of privacy and data security. Obviously, information that your employer collects and writes on a form and puts in a drawer is relatively private and secure. They could get it, but it would be hard to share. If they enter it into a website and transmit it to SSA and DHS, those agencies have it available to them in a very fungible form. They can move it around, combine it with other data. Before too long, you'd see it going to the IRS for tax enforcement. It might go to the healthcare agencies for all kinds of different uses. So we're talking about undoing the privacy of all Americans to try to get at illegal immigrants, and I think that's probably a mistaken policy. An additional risk, of course, is increased identity fraud, and the best source of the Social Security number and name pairs, well, that's the database itself. So you'd be very likely to see attacks on the SSA database to get that identity information. And it's really a threat to the relatively fragile identity infrastructure we're using right now.
Well, since it's in every immigration proposal, there seems to be a consensus, so legislation along these lines is probably inevitable.
Well, there's a consensus, and many legislators also see the necessity of attaching to this a biometric identification card, because the only way you can actually make this work is by solidifying identification. The result being, we're backdooring ourselves into a national ID card scheme like we've seen before. Like the Real ID Act, it's very objectionable to Americans, very expensive to create. The Social Security Administration has no capability to put this kind of thing together. So the logic of this is to have a national ID system. Today I testified in Congress about that, and there was a lot of discussion, a lot of recognition, beginning at least, that the road we're going down is another dead end. The only real solution to this problem is to create legality by lifting the cap on immigrant labor, especially low-skilled immigrant labor. We need that labor in this country. People from outside the country want and need to come here and work. And the best thing we can do to foster legality is not ratchet down on the problem with more enforcement, but to let people get together on the terms they desire and work. That's what America is all about.
Thank you, Jim. On the website today, a new policy analysis, The Perfect Firestorm, Bringing Forest Service Wildfire Costs Under Control, in which Cato scholar Randall O'Toole indicts bad science and bureaucratic growth for sticking Americans with a burgeoning tax bill to fund the Forest Service. Stay tuned for an upcoming podcast, and as always, send your comments and suggestions to me at auglova@cato.org.